So much is known. Also known is that the drug of preference and availability in the United States during the second half of the 1970s, after access to Southeast Asian heroin was drastically curtailed by the U.S. loss in Indochina, became cocaine. It is known that the CIA was involved during this period, in which George Bush served as CIA director, in establishing conduits of cocaine supply, primarily through the good offices of his friend Manuel Noriega in Panama. What is not known, in part because congressional investigators chose to keep portions of the Iran-Contra probe, which dealt with this particular area, secret. They took them off camera for that, and they have never released the complete results of the hearings that went in, is the full extent of CIA participation in moving cocaine into the U.S., the actual volume of that cocaine that came through the agency's channels, and exactly which among the various Colombian drug cartels has been the CIA's preferred supplier. However, to return once again to what is known, by the early 80s, the CIA had established a major cocaine transshipment operation in Costa Rica functioning out of a ranch owned by a guy named John Hull, one of its long-term operatives in that country. The coke was marketed in U.S. cities, with the proceeds going partially, at least, to fund the CIA's off-the-shelf Contra war against the Sandinista government in Nicaragua. Hull left Costa Rica, where he is now under indictment for murder and drug trafficking, shortly after the Oliver North, all of that, okay? Secord, Kleins, Shackley, they're all sort of tied up in a nice little package there. He split when that started to unwrap. He now resides peacefully on a farm in Indiana and is not, according to both the State Department and the DEA, the subject of any investigation. Okay? And this is true despite the fact that the government of Costa Rica has on two separate occasions attempted to secure his extradition as a drug trafficker and a murderer. Meanwhile, George Bush stands here with a straight face telling us it's necessary to conquer Panama in order to finally bring its dope dealer dictator to justice, and it is necessary and appropriate that the U.S. use economic and other forms of coercion to force the government of Colombia, and we could add Bolivia, important Peru, and here and there, to engage in low-intensity warfare against its own population in order to put some drug cartels out of business. If something seems wrong with the picture here, I don't think you're going to be able to fix it by simply adjusting the dial, okay? The picture snaps a little better into focus, though, when you look at it from a different direction. Let's abandon for the moment the official rhetoric about there being a war on drugs, and let's replace it with the title of this conference, Drug Wars. It's a descriptor, I think, bears altogether different and rather more accurate connotations. Instead of a war against drugs, we are confronted with a war over drugs. Or more correctly put, who controls the drug trade. Stated another way, what is going on right now seems to me to be a secret war conducted by the United States government to protect its own drug importation mechanisms against competitors which either already existed or have arisen since the early 1970s. Hence, we find certain Colombian cartels hit very heavily by the DEA and other dimensions of the U.S. community, while others have gone virtually unscathed. Or again, we find Manuel Noriega protected and empowered by the U.S. during a certain period and then obliterated by military force in another, when by all accounts he was doing exactly the same thing during both periods. So why was it right one time and wrong the next? Why do we have a moral mission to invade, kill 5,000 Panamanians in order to bring this guy up here for what? For doing what we put him in a position to do in the first place, we being the U.S. government. Always makes me nervous to slip and say we in that connection.